Tehillim, Kapitel Vav, Tachanun. So in Tachanun, we start from the second pasuk of the Kapitel. The Kapitel starts, Lamatzeach b'neginois, ahashminis, Mizmor David. Rashi says, Shminis is referring to a kinoi, the harp, that has eight strings. So David and Melech was singing and saying this Kapitel with a kinoi, which has eight strings. Now, we say the Tachanun. Tachanun is like the ending of our tefillah, the ending of Shemona Esrei. And we want to realize sometimes we don't say on happy occasions, we don't say Tachanun. So there's something about this Kapitel that is not appropriate to say Erev Yantiv, certain the whole month of Nisan. So let's get to understand this Kapitel, and then maybe we'll understand why it is that we don't say it on special occasions. So this Kapitel, the Malbim explains, is broken up into two parts. The first part with David HaMelech is davening about his physical sickness. And the second part is where David HaMelech is davening about his enemies, that they should stop harming him and they should go away. So let's go. So that's Kapitel Vav. Yeah, so Pasuk Beis. Hashem al bi'avcha tochi cheni. Bi'alba chamascha tiasreni. So the Malbim explains the difference between af and chema. Af is anger and chema is anger. There's a difference between toichecha, which is rebuke, and the tiasreni, which is also a form of rebuke. But he's medayik, why is it this double lashon? Apcha tochicheni v'chamascha tiasreni. So he says like this, that af is a lashon of anger that is hidden. Af is anger which is exposed, and chema is anger which is hidden. And toichecha is like a softer rebuke with words, and yisurin is a harder one with either harsh words or with physical yisurin. So he's saying like this. Sometimes Hashem could do both. David HaMelech is davening that it should be toichecha, and that it should be a softer rebuke, and it should be, he wants it to be not with af and certainly not with chema. He doesn't want af, he doesn't want chema. He wants only softening. And even when it has to come, it has to come, but let it come in a way without sinna. Let it be yisurin shal af and not chema. So again, that's how we read that. Hashem al bi'avcha tochicheni, not with af or techa, and not with chamascha tiasreni. And even if you do it, but don't do it with yisurin. Don't do it with chema. So that's Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel, Chaneni Hashem ki umla ani, Refaini Hashem ki nivhalu atzamai. David HaMelech is now saying that he's become so weak because of physical sickness and he wants refuah. Even his bones are weak. Atzamai, his bones are now weak. So he's dying to Hashem for the physical healing. Refaini. Pasuk Dalet, V'nafshi nivhala mo'id, V'yata Hashem ad mosai. Here now he's saying, even my nefesh, the sickness has reached my nefesh, nafshi nivhala mo'id. And he's davening for rachamim, even for his nefesh, because even his nefesh is in sakana. And then pasuk hey, shuva Hashem, chalza nafshi hushin leman chastacha. David HaMelech here is davening to Hashem to remove whatever anger there is on him. And even if David HaMelech is not roy, let it be done with chesed. So that's shuva Hashem, chalza nafshi hushin leman chastacha. Even if I'm not roy, let it be with chesed. And then Pasuk Vav, which ends part one, ki ein b'mava zechacha v'shol miyadalach, which means that only when you're alive and healthy, you have the ability to mention Hashem, remember Hashem, not with death. And the whole tachas of the Bria is to do good. And therefore, he's dying. Why should I die? Why should I be sick? There's no point in that. The whole point of creation is to be able to praise Hashem, recognize Hashem, and thank Hashem. And therefore, David HaMelech is ending off his tefillah to be physically healed. Then starts part two, Pasuk Zayin. Yagati bianchasi ascha b'cholayla mitasi b'demasi arsi amsa, which David HaMelech is now saying, my enemies are being mitzar me, they're causing me pain. And he's davening mitasi demasi, his bed is drenched with tears because he's going to sleep crying in from the suffering that his enemies have given him. Pasuk ches, asher shah mekas eini ascha b'chol tzorderai. His eyesight is getting weakened, getting dimmed because of this pain from the enemies, not because of his physical ailments, but because of the pain from his enemies. He's getting so sick, his eyesight is getting weakened. Pasuk Tes, Suru mimeni kol poali aven, ki shama Hashem kol bichi. David is saying, go away, enemies. You are doing averes, and David Melech is davening to Hashem and crying to Hashem for atzalah. Soon many go away. And that Hashem should hear kol bichi. Hashem should hear the voice of his cry. Pasuk Yud, Shama Hashem tichinasi, Hashem tfilasi yikach. Now David Melech is saying, I know Hashem, you're going to listen to me. You're going to save me from them. Shema Hashem, Hashem listens to our tchinas. Hashem listens and takes our tfilas. Then Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yehivoy Shuvi v'halum oid kol ayvai, Yashuvu Yehivoy Shuraga. He's saying that there's going to be major embarrassment for his enemies. Hashem is going to judge them. They're going to get punished. It's better for you to do tshuva now. Be moidal emes. Yavoshu raga means be embarrassed for a second. If you do tshuva, you confess to what you've done. So you will be embarrassed, but it'll be momentary, very quick. And then you'll have the rest of your life without it. But if you don't do that, you're going to have punishments and bush of the rest of your life. Rashi learned is going on the din of Hashem in Gehenim and lost in Lavi. But the Mabim seems to be saying, right now, in this world, go be embarrassed for 1 second in this world and do tshuva. And so this ends David Melech's tefillah here. So again, it's a message for us that what David Melech is saying about his enemies, it's worth being embarrassed for a second, doing tshuva, and then go on and live a good, healthy life. Anyway, that's the end of Kapitel Vav, Tachanon, two parts. David Melech bemoaning his physical illnesses, and then David Melech bemoaning his affliction and pain from the enemies and davening to Hashem that both should be healed. And perhaps this is why we don't say this on happy days, because it's really tapping into the suffering that David Melech had, reaching out to Hashem from a point of pain and suffering, and Hashem answered him. But perhaps on happy days is not a time for us to tap in to that tefillah. Kapitel of Love.